We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Oh, I wish I could tell you. You'd think I was bragging, and I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on Jesus. But some of the conversations I've had with him, marvelous. And a lot of things in life, talk to him about everything. A lot of things in life, if you talked to him about, you never would have done. Got his input on it. Are you listening to me? And I'll be honest with you, I've talked to him about some things, and I've had the Lord say to me, now you just go ahead and do what you want to do about that. Some things it doesn't make that much difference about. Just go right ahead.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
That's the reason the Word of God's not light to a lot of you folk. You see, you're not walking in the light you got back under. You'll have to come back to where you quit the light and start walking in it for the Word to become light to you again. You read the Word, but it's a duty. It's not a blessing. Don't mean anything to you. It's because you're not a doer of the Word. You've deceived yourself or deluded yourself. Now, the thing I got hung up on was, I read there in Matthew where Jesus was talking about taking no thought for your life. What ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, wherewithal you shall be clothed, sufficient and take no thought for tomorrow. That is, and I read the margin of the Bible I was reading in, and it gave you a little further input, and it said, be not anxious about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Sure, you have to take some thought about it. But what he's talking about is not being anxious about it, not fretting about it, not worrying like this text is talking about. And my, I know some folks, bless their darling hearts, they've had trouble with all kinds of things in the flesh, getting rid of things, you know. Some folks, you know, got all tied up with the nicotine, tobacco habit. It's hard for them to get loose from that. Some folks have been tied up with other things, all kinds of habits. I'll tell you, the worst thing that I ever had to get rid of was the worry habit. That's the hardest thing I ever had. I didn't have the tobacco habit. I didn't have the alcohol habit. I didn't have the drug habit. I don't know anything about those things. Amen. But like I've said many times, my mother and grandmother were world champion worriers. And you just learned that from your forebears. And I not only was bedfast and about dead, but was about to worry myself to death trying to figure out what's wrong with me. I knew some of it. The doctors didn't tell me. Finally, the fifth doctor, Dr. Robinson, went into detail to tell me about it. And I remember, I actually said to the Lord, now, if I got to live, I mean, if I got to live like that, take no thought for your life. Do not fret, have any anxiety about anything. I might as well quit now. I'll never make it. And he just left me alone. And I struggled through the dark. But I never will forget it. July the 4th, 1933. I cried all day long because I had to die. Mama tried to comfort me. She cried with me. That made it worse. All those cry partners, when you're having those pity partners, don't do a bit of good in the world. They just add to your misery. Amen. Finally, at 6 p.m., I know exactly when it happened. 6 p.m., July the 4th, 1933. I said to the Lord, if you'll forgive me, and I know you will because your word said you will, I promise you, from this day forward, I'll never worry again. I promise you, I'll never fret again. I promise you, I'll never have a blue day again. Never have the blues. I'll never be discouraged the longest day I live. Now, like I said to you before, I passed up some marvelous opportunities. I remember one time my wife and I, we had two children, you know, and there's only 19 months difference, and so I was fumbling around for the key on the parsonage, you know, front porch of the parsonage. She's holding a baby, and I had Ken. And I don't know, we was discussing something. And she said, I don't believe you would worry if me and both kids fell dead right here on the front porch. I said, well, I'd be a fool to start worrying then after he's all three dead. I mean, what good would that do? That wouldn't bring him back. Jesus said, which of you but taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? Didn't he? Doesn't change a thing. Now, that didn't set so well with her at the present, you see. But I heard her say sometime later, talking to another preacher's wife, somebody said, well, I'll tell you, I've learned one thing, not to worry. I don't worry about anything. Praise God. You know, every Christian ought to be that way. I said every Christian ought to be that way. And I'll tell you how it's coming about. It's coming about by you building a relationship and a fellowship with your Father through the Word and prayer, and being a doer of the Word, not just a hearer only. So I set out as a teenager to practice just exactly what the Word said. Being a doer of the Word. And not worry. Not fret. Do not fret. Have any anxiety. Worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, now listen, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I learned to talk it over with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He's concerned about everything about you. And you can just talk to him freely. Just hold a conversation with him. You talk to him and he'll talk to you. Oh, I wish I could tell you. You'd think I was bragging, and I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on Jesus. But some of the conversations I've had with him, marvelous. And a lot of things in life, talk to him about everything. A lot of things in life, if you talk to him about, you never would have done. Got his input on it. Are you listening to me? And I'll be honest with you, I've talked to him about some things, and I've had the Lord say to me, now you just go ahead and do what you want to do about that. Some things it doesn't make that much difference about. Just go right ahead. I talked to him before I ever got married. A lot of folks wait till they get married. And then they're going to talk to him about it. Well, now that's a mighty bad time to be talking to him about it. Thank God for his great mercy. A lot of times he helps people, not because of it, but in spite of it. But it's so much better to talk to him ahead of time. Get his input on it. Amen? You can save yourself a lot of misery. I'll tell you the truth about the matter. Before I ever got married, I spent every day an hour or so just talking to the Lord about other things, and this too. I was praying about a church. I was pastoring a church. But I'd talk to him every single day. I'd talk to him. You talk to him and he'll talk to you. And you get over there into the spirit realm. I knew exactly before I got married. I knew who was going to marry. Going to marry this girl right here. I knew. Praying that we'd have two children. The first would be a boy. The second would be a girl. I got all that prayed out before we ever married, before I ever asked her to marry me. Sure get quiet, don't we? Those are two important things, dear friends, to wait and get all entangled and messed up. I talked to him about my children, you see. Now listen real carefully. I'm talking about your individual. Build a relationship with your Father. A fellowship with your Father. Before we ever married, like I said. Before I ever asked her to marry me. I prayed about those children before I'd ever even asked her to marry me. I knew that we were going to have two children before I ever proposed to her. I knew we'd have a boy and a girl. I prayed about them before my wife and I ever came together as husband and wife. Some people wait too late to start praying about their kids. Man, I started praying about mine back there before we were ever married. And you know, because I've told you when they were born, within 2 hours and a half after Kinsey-born, I took him into my hands, dedicated him to God, did the same thing immediately when Pat was born, because I was there in the room when he was born. And so through life then, I never did pray much for my children. I got it all done back yonder when it ought to be done. So we had no problems. People talk about, you know, problems and children being rebellious. Now, by that, I don't mean now that they were saints. You can't put a grown head on a kid. But right on the other hand, folks talk about, you know, all through the years. They've asked, how do you get your children to go to church? We never had that problem. Never had that problem. We know what they're talking about. How do you keep children, teenagers, from being rebellious? We don't know. We never did have that problem. How do you get kids to love an education and go to school, stay in school? We don't know. We never had that problem. I just knew before this barn they'd be in church. I knew before this barn they'd love an education, they'd get educated. I prayed that all out before they ever got here. Then you don't have to pray then this side of here. Never prayed a half a dozen prayer for either one of them in my whole lifetime. Are you listening to me?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, coming up is a special day, a special Sunday, May the 5th, that is International Rhema Day.
Yes.
What is that about, honey?
Well, actually, what it is to pray for Rhema. Well, that includes the school, the staff, the students, everyone.
Yes.
And then as an individual, as a church or a business,
yes,
you can support financially that day. A special offering
for Rhema Bible Training College.
For Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
And so another thing you can do is share Rhema Bible Training College with other people.
Yes.
International Rhema Day came about because Dad was saying that a lot of places, a lot of schools have a day, a Sunday, in which all of the churches that are involved and all the people that are involved with them, they have a special day. They give an offering, especially for the school.
Yes.
And so we started that years and years ago. He started that. We've continued it. And it's been a tremendous blessing in us helping the camp, keep the campus up, help us to keep the tuition low so that we can train more people to go all over the world.
Yes.
And so that's what International Rhema Day is. And we welcome you to go to rhema.org/IRD and become a part of supporting Rhema. We have 290 campuses.
Yes.
All over the world.
That's right.
So 54 nations.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.